Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of God rests upon you. Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world and yet to forfeit himself? Whoever is ashamed of me and of my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of when he comes in his glory, and in the glory of the Father and of all the holy angels." The Gospel of the Lord. God chose the weak of the world to shame the strong, and chose the lowly and despised of the world, those who count for nothing, to reduce to nothing those who are something, so that no one might boast before God. God chooses those who are least and lowly. The martyrs are the first of these, because while after the fact we look back at their courage and their strength, when it's going on, they pretty obviously lost. And they lost as colossally as a person ever could. The first and king of martyrs lost in the most public and dastardly of ways. The cross doesn't have the punch anymore that it should, but this should shock and horrify us, that the person who seems to have lost most in the whole history of the world executed a victory which redounds for all time. The virgin martyrs especially can become a kind of a problem for us today. On the one hand, we can tend to a kind of Puritanism with them, as though what they died for wasn't Jesus, but was some sort of notion of physical virginity. That's a great mistake. St. Augustine has a whole book on that if you want to read it. The other version is to imagine that their sacrifice sort of counts for nothing. You know, sort of purity on the one hand and excess on the other. I mean, clearly it's better to live than to lose your virginity. No, this mistakes what's going on. The contemporary martyr, whose relics are in our own altar, Maria Goretti, she helps show this very clearly. When the farmhand is trying to rape her, she doesn't say, "No, no, preserve my virginity." What she says is, "No, it's a sin. You'll go to hell." Likewise, St. Agatha, at least in the Acts that are passed down from the 3rd century, tell us that it's not, "No, no, I can't be married because I've promised myself to Jesus." It's, "No, no, you're forcing my hand. This is bad for you." A 12, 13-year-old girl standing up to the governor and saying, "This is bad for you." When I was 12, I was scared just to talk back to my folks. But you see what happens? It's not for nothing, and it's not for something as simple as a single act of courage or bravery. As a kid, I used to imagine, I have a very distinct memory of Father Bob Hafler reading to us on the Feast of the North American Martyrs from the accounts of their martyrdom. He wanted us to see what people had suffered here in our own country for the faith. And I remember thinking to myself, well, it would be awfully hard to get my fingers chopped off and to be scalped. But if I could manage it just for one day, if all I could do is keep it together for a single day, if all I could do was just keep the faith for a single day, then I think I'd be all right. Maybe this martyrdom thing wouldn't be so bad. And I told Father Bob this thought at 12 or 13, and he said, "Kid, How do you think you get to that single day? You get there by a string of todays. Like now, coming again to Holy Mass, listening, probing what God has to say, recognizing the great paradox of divine failure and victory in our own lives, and the fact that if we draw close to the Lord in prayer, if we make our constant refrain that of the psalmist, which was, of course, on our Lord's own lips as he died, and St. Peter the proto-martyr, St. Stephen the proto-martyr when he did, "Into your hands I commend my spirit." If we make that our prayer, then our attitude and disposition changes, not just to him, but to everyone else. And our concern becomes not about our reputation or even our own personal sinlessness, but our salvation and the salvation of the whole world.